from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, September 4th. 10 stories evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from a workspace for children. I quit being the after-school snack Sherpa and did this instead. There's a vivid memory that lives in the corner of my mind of being a preschool teacher in a tiny downtown nursery school in the financial district. Every day at 11:45, the lobby filled up with the chaos of strollers, nannies, parents, and grandparents arriving to collect their young children. The New York City air would push its way into the tiny lobby. Warm pretzels, street smog, and the mixing of perfumes in a crowded space. They were harried from lugging strollers through the New York City hustle and bustle, but there they were, every single day ready and waiting to collect their kids. Next. Second, from Baddest Matriarch. 15 score, LBD sales, everybody supports women and more. Happy Friday. How's everyone this week? We have a 3-day weekend ahead of us and no work, so we are excited to celebrate the last weekend of our summer and our last weekend without loads to do. Our annual cornhole tournament was a blast. We always pair up the teams randomly, so it's fun to see everyone meeting their partners and having a great time with someone they sometimes don't know. Creating a sense of community and togetherness is so important, especially now. It made me so happy to see everyone having an amazing time and letting go stressors for the day. Up next, third, from Scary Mommy. The new Makeup Forever foundation became my holy grail after one wear. When I hit my early 30s, it seemed like my skin changed overnight. Suddenly, the makeup I used to wear looked heavy and cakey on me, and it settled into all my fine lines within minutes. It was like wearing makeup made me look years older and somehow even more tired, which is obviously not what I hoped for when standing at the mirror for 30 minutes putting it on. I basically swore off foundation for a while, thinking, well, maybe I'm just too old for it now. And then, fourth, from Kate Veller, the inventor of the shopping cart was a Jewish man. When it comes to life-changing inventions, few groups can boast more accomplishments than the Jews. The polio vaccine, Dr. Jonas Salk, a Jew. The theory of relativity, Albert Einstein, also Jewish. The technology behind modern wireless communication, Jewish actress and inventor Hedy Lamarr. The modern feminist movement, Betty Friedan baby. So perhaps it shouldn't come as a surprise that one of the most ubiquitous objects in modern life was also invented by a Jew, the shopping cart. Next, fifth, from Kate Veller. 8 moments worth remembering from Glory, a Steinem's feminist setter. When the death of Jewish feminist legend Glory Steinem was announced, we were comforted by reading about the incredible work she accomplished in her lifetime and seeing her vast wisdom quoted all over the internet. Equally comforting, we think, is reading about her long-standing commitment to the feminist setter she helped found. Though it's not Passover time, in fact, we're about to enter high holiday season, there's never a wrong time to appreciate the generosity, honesty, and curiosity she brought to this tradition. In 1976 in Manhattan, 4 women feminists CM. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.